do it.
Might have to stop and reboot.
Charlie just sat right on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. No, that's fine.
Are you recording? Or are you typing?
I'm recording. Let me turn on this.
I went Wednesday to my mom's, did her hair, cut her hair and everything. She's doing so good. Y'all need to come and see her one time. But she's now her medicine again, so good. And she's too funny. She keeps telling me, I brought her this pillow to sit on. Because her tailbone hurts her sometimes, she said. And it's got like, you know, the ones that go in, it looks like a button there, but it's not a button. It's just a big cash clip. And she says, look, when I got there, somebody brought me this beautiful, beautiful pillow, she said. I don't know who it is. I told her it was me. I brought that to you. Oh, you brought that? I said, yeah. So about three or four times during the day, she says the same thing. Somebody brought me that, gave me that, and I don't know who it is. And what it is, you can't tell. I got it at a dollar store, but you can't tell. Actually, it's blue. It matches her chair, recline. But it's dinosaurs.
Oh.
But you can't really see it that good the way it's designed.
Like it.
And she did. She, you know, she just thinks it's gorgeous. And my hair is beautiful. It's like yours. I want it like yours. And sometimes she calls me her mother. But she knows, yeah, that's just dementia. Sometimes with dementia, I read, they use wrong words to, you know, express. And I think it's because she knows that I look a lot like my grandmother, her mother. When I do, I've seen pictures. And I look a lot like Ma, and Mama looks like her mother. The older I get, the more I look like my mom. Glenda looks more like Papa.
Okay.
Dion, I don't know about Dion. Yesterday she was...
Does she go to work? She stays home now.
She works, but she's been retired after this year, I think. And the only thing that affects is her walking that affects her now, but fatigue. She gets tired. That's been happening, you know. But I'm hoping it continues just very slow. But anyhow, it's just such a... Do you know that disease, Greg? Yeah, that's a very bad. It's a monster.
Are you ready, Nana?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, tell me where you were born and where you first lived.
I was born in Pankaville, Louisiana, at a little hospital called St. Elizabeth's. And I grew up on a plantation, and the name of it was Sweet Home Plantation. That was in Belrose, Louisiana. I grew up there till I was around 12.
Who owned it?
The Savoys.
So y'all just, like, lived on it?
Savoy Industry, and Papa, my daddy, my father, Leroy Melanson, was the overseer on the plantation. First, he started out as a laborer, and after about 10 years, he was the overseer of that little plantation for the Savoys.
Okay, this might be a stupid question, but what, did they sell, like, slaves?
It what?
Still have slaves?
No. There were no slaves then.
Yeah.
But they were mostly black laborers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the job that didn't require education, like high school education.
Mm-hmm.
They planted back then in the 50s, they planted the sugar cane by hand and cut it and harvested all by hand.
Mm-hmm.
They had a few tractors to help till the rows
mm-hmm.
To plant the cane, but mostly everything else was done by the laborers, which were mainly African Americans. And we lived on the plantation in little houses
mm-hmm.
that the savoirs that on the plantations, they supplied the housing. It was free. We lived free there as part of the pay for working for them.
Did everybody that worked there live there?
Yes.
Okay.
And they own houses.
Okay.
And there were four white families that lived there. Five white families that mm-hmm. lived there, and the other families were African Americans. Probably about 12 families and 13 families, but several of those families lived in one household back then. And that was some of my best years. I loved living there.
Mm-hmm.
You had all the freedom you want as a child. We had no, as children, we knew nothing about race, color of the skin. We didn't even, honestly, did not know any difference of the color of the skin. It just never once occurred to us that some people that were living there were black and some
mm-hmm.
was white. It just didn't mean anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all played together. And as families living on that plantation, the owners of the plantation, the savoirs, allowed us to have about 2 fields of land to crop for ourselves. Gardening, to have vegetables and potatoes, whatever we wanted to plant. It was for us, all the people that live on a plantation, to harvest and eat and divide
mm-hmm.
among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we also were allowed to have cattle, herds of cattle, if we could afford to buy them,
mm-hmm.
and chickens and hogs. And we used that all as our meat supply.
Mm-hmm.
And the savoirs supplied free grain for the cows and the pigs for us to use, you know, because they were paid very little money
mm-hmm.
to do the cane and to work for them. But we were paid in that way, in housing and in food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they always respect the Sabbath. Nobody worked then on a Saturday or a Sunday. That was family. So all the families would get together. And either have big outdoor picnics, and also all the families that live there would harvest our goods, whatever we reap from the gardens, like potatoes. Once that was all grown, we would all go out there, children, grown-ups, everything, and dig up all the potatoes and divide it amongst everybody, and pick up all the corn or peas or whatever we had it and divided it between all the families that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And the women would raise chicken and kill their own chicken for food, cook, and also...
Have you killed a chicken?
I never did. Mm-hmm. And they would always make the children go inside, not to see. And when it came down to killing the cattle too, and the pigs or whatever, all the children were inside. They wouldn't let, and they would even put dark blankets over the windows so we couldn't look and watch, because they didn't want the children to see that. That was an adult thing. And the women would make, they would make hog cracklings from the pork and sausage and boudin, and nothing was ever wasted. And from the cows, we made our own. I remember my mom and aunts and all the other ladies, they made their own cottage cheese. We made cottage cheese, butter, and all of that. All freshly made in the houses.
Good.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. And cream, your own cream. And then we would make, after the end of everything, when it was all done, all the families got together and they had a big celebration because it was all ready, all made. And we would either, you know, cook up, have a big boucherie, cook up the boudin, and then have all kind of good food to eat. And then they would make homemade ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that was out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
They would cook their own puddings, like for different flavors, to, that's how you store it off an ice cream. And put it all in the big wooden ice cream makers with the salt and the ice and churn, and you churn it all yourself. And they also made their own bread, fresh bread. Fresh bread, fresh cornbread, fresh, everything was fresh. You had fresh eggs, you know, you had everything. It was no supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't go to them. They had all that, but we didn't go to it. I think they would have a truck. Matter of fact, it was on, they had a store, a big general store, and it was the Savoys that owned this in Belrose. And all their workers would go to that store and buy only the goods they need. Like some of it was shoes, some of it was clothes. And you could buy other homemade things, like flour, stuff. And that's what we bought and sold, only things that we did not produce ourselves. And then they would put it on an account. We had an account there. And they would take it out of Papa's paycheck, you know, every month. But we would all get together and in the afternoons, and when we would work in the field to harvest all of our garden and everything, children and everything. I remember especially when it was like around Christmas time and Easter time, we would all get out there in the fields, and we would all, it was after work on the weekends from morning till night, and everybody would sing songs. Most of them was religious Christmas songs, black and white. We were all out there singing. And I remember Mama buying, each one had little things to buy for everybody, like for Easter. That's the only time we ever had like bought stuff. Easter egg rabbits, chocolate rabbits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she bought everybody. Her and Daddy's part was to buy everybody, all the children on the plantation, a little chocolate solid bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next family may have bought like the chocolate eggs or, you know, different things. But in our baskets, we made our own baskets out of box, cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mama would sew fabric around it and cover it and make the bow. And we would pick that night, evening, the kids, we would go and pick fresh clover from the yard mm-hmm. and put the clover in the basket, and that was our hay. That's for the Easter Bunny to come to, you know? So and cute. Every night when we were out there, right before Easter, in a garden and field, we would all look at the moon, and they would always say, look, the Easter Bunny's in the moon. You see the Easter Bunny? Mm. I still see the bunny in the moon. Do y'all see a bunny in the moon?
I still
see that bunny, and it's like a shape of a bunny. You still see that. But anyhow, we had lots of fun. And we had outside commode. Did not have inside toiletry. Had electricity and no air condition.
That's crazy.
No, and outside the molds. And we didn't till I was around 7 or 8 years old. We didn't have a bathroom inside the house, okay? We took a bath on the back porch. There was a little side porch, and there was a metal round tub that we used like a tub, and that's where we would bathe out there, okay?
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was so much fun though. And it was cold and it was fun and all of that stuff. But going to the potty at night in the bath, that was a little scary thing yeah. when you had. And plenty of times we didn't go at night because we had what was called a chima pot. That's where you would pee pee at. You'd keep it in your bedroom. And they had the lid on top of it, and that's what you would use back then. And plenty of times we didn't have toilet tissue. We'd use old Sears Roebuck sheets.
Use what?
The big old Sears used to put out a huge catalog book. Mail on the catalog.
Oh, ow, that kind of hurts.
So we would use the papers plenty of times to tear, to wipe our butts, to clean our butts. That's what we used. And we were poor, okay? Very poor, but happy. And
when you did go to the toilet, did it flush or was it just like?
Around 9 years old, 10 years old is when we got indoor plumbing in the house. And that was the most fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. And first, we were scared when you flush it and it would do that. We were scared. We didn't know what in the world was going on. You know, it's like, but, and then we were like, well, where is it going?
Yeah.
You know, where is it? Or what, you know, all this stuff. And then we also had a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had hot running water because we didn't have gas back then either. So we got gas put in too. Before we used to have to heat the water.
Where'd you get the water though before?
A cistern. It's called or some people have wells, but we did not. We had a big cistern. It was, you know, like you see these water towers?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everyone had a tower like that, but not nothing grandiose like that, and it was wood, and it would come from the rain, and that's the water we drank too, and they probably had rodents that got in there and everything.
Yeah,
and your nana is still living, okay?
Yeah,
they talk about, you know, oh, you need to drink purified water. Hell, we grew up on
roach water.
Probably bird piss, shit, probably rats that got in there or whatever, you know. Let me tell you something. We lived, okay? And rarely sick. We rarely got sick. And, but anyhow, then also on the weekends, all the families would get together. In the summertime, it was always fun because there was this one couple there that had a little money. He was head of overseer, and they had one daughter named Beverly, and she always, she was older than us, she would have paint, and she was a painter, she was an artist, and so she would get all us little kitties in the yard, and we would, and give us all paint with little paint brushes, and we would paint. We would paint the leaves. We would paint all kind of stuff, have fun. Then after, we'd have big watermelon parties because we grew our own watermelons, you know. So we would eat watermelon till we had an, and then we'd have watermelon fights after because we had so much watermelon. So we'd have fun throwing a watermelon and doing all kind of stuff. So it was lots of fun. And I do remember one time I got chased by a bull, changing the subject, yeah. Across the road from us, there was the field, and that's where we could keep our cows and horses, and a huge barn, a huge, huge barn, and tons of hay. We would also go up on a loft and jump from the loft down to the, on top of the hay. That was fun. But they also had an old mill out there, sugar mill, that was broken down, no longer operable. And there was a pond, and we didn't even know how to swim, but we would, as kids, we built, we were like Huckleberry Finn, the boys and the girls. We built us our own raft, and we would go on that raft and go up and down that pond, you know, and just play out there. So one day, one of the Sawas owners put this big bull, Brahma bull, in that pasture. They had paid a lot of money for that bull, and that bull was mean. But as kids on a plantation, we would tease that bull. We would go na 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 and throw things at the bull and watch the bull come, you know, to run, but he couldn't get out because we were behind, you know, a big wire fence or whatever. And we would think that was funny, you know. So one day the boys decided, the little boys decided, okay, we're going to see who's really brave. Cross the fence, and halfway across, towards the end of that pasture, was a big canal, probably half the width as this, but not that deep with water, maybe 3 or 4 feet of water only. But the animals wouldn't go past that. So they said, okay, we're going to play a game. Whoever could get in there, it was, you know, I dare you, to go inside the pasture, and when the bull would come up after we tease it, and jump and run to get to that ditch so that cow, that bull wouldn't get to you, you know? Mm-hmm. So the boys did that. And many a time they almost got hooked, okay? So one time while they were doing this, and they had a big gate, you see, and that's how they got in. Well, they forgot the gate open when we had left, I guess, you know? So we were all outside playing in our yards, and said, like, this is my house, and that was the pasture where that white building was. And there was a little gravel road in between that dirt road. And we're outside playing in the yard, and I was at the end of the yard, and all of a sudden the kids said, bull, bull, bull. The bull started running and charging and came out that pasture. Just in time to get to the porch, front porch, and that bull was trying to climb up the stairs to get to the front porch. And it was like, oh my God. Who is it?